I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Hi, Dr. Bradley Nelson. Welcome to Savvy Broadcasting, a Life Unscripted. I am so grateful to have you here today. We are going to share with our Savvy audience 6 remarkable healing benefits of the body code, which is the name of your the emotion code. You wrote a book, but you're going to share how we get better in touch with our emotions because, you know, I think, and tell me if you agree, life is so hectic sometimes we get disassociated from others and our own emotions.
Well, we really do. Thank you for, first of all, for having me on. I really appreciate it. But what happens to us is that as we go through our lives, we experience emotions all the time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we experience good emotions like excitement and joy and love. And sometimes we experience bad emotions like grief and heartache and resentment and sadness and so on. Well, those negative emotions are the ones that are really problematic because what happens is when we go through the process of experiencing an emotion, we go through what I like to call the emotional loop. Or when you start to feel an emotion comes up for us automatically, right? When something happens, some kind of a stimulus occurs, someone says something, or you think something, or see something, or hear something. What will happen is you'll start to feel a certain emotion. And normally, this happens many times a day, we acknowledge that emotion. We might think the thoughts that go along with that emotion, maybe feel the physical sensations that go with that emotion. And then normally what happens is we allow that emotion to dissipate naturally and then disappear. And so we've closed the loop on that little emotional experience. And now that emotional experience is over and done and we're ready for the next one. But sometimes what happens is an emotion comes up and we decide we don't want to go there. So we bury that emotion. And sometimes emotions come up and we decide that, you know, that's an emotion we should feel. And we then enhance that emotion and we become maybe very angry or very upset about something. Either one of those two circumstances can result in that emotional experience being interrupted so that that loop now is stuck open and the energy of that emotion is trapped in the body. And, you know, the reality of our existence is that we are beings of pure energy and everything is vibration and energy and frequency. And emotions are no different. So an emotion of anger is a different frequency. It's a different vibration than an emotion of grief. And that's different from an emotion of longing and so on. They're all different. But what I found in practice was that all of my patients, no matter how young or old they were, no matter what they were suffering from, whether it was some kind of physical pain like migraine headaches or neck pain or back pain or knee pain or elbow pain, or if they were dealing with depression or anxiety or phobias or panic attacks or PTSD or eating disorders, or if they'd been diagnosed with some kind of a disease process, or if they were dealing with infertility or asthma or digestive disorders and so on. What I found was all of these people had something in common, and that was their emotional baggage. In other words, these open emotional loops where the energy of those emotions that was trying to be expressed had been really trapped, had become trapped in their bodies. And so by finding and removing this emotional baggage, I found that all kinds of things improved. Physical pain would disappear. All kinds of things would get better. Women would conceive who couldn't conceive before. People who were dealing with digestive problems, they would go away. Asthma would disappear. All kinds of things would get better, and including things like depression, anxiety, and panic attacks, and phobias, and all of those things. So that's why eventually I left practice to write this book, The Emotion Code. And this is really a very simple, easy way to find and remove that emotional baggage that really anyone can do. It's learnable by anyone. In fact, kids are doing it successfully around the world.
That's so cool. You know, this has brought up so many questions for me. In high school, my parents were getting divorced and I was having a lot of panic attacks. Was that probably me not fully expressing and going through the emotions and keeping it locked up inside of me?
Well, right. What we see happen is when we have those intense emotional experiences, sometimes they leave us with baggage. For example, speaking of high school, I remember a patient that once came into me, and we found that she had a trapped emotion of resentment that dated back to high school, and or about age 18. And she said, "Oh, I know what that is." She said that it's this girl from high school. She was about 45 at the time. She said, "There was this girl who was a cheerleader in high school." And she said, "I don't even know why now, but I really resented that girl." And she said, "Even now, after all these years," I haven't seen her for 25 years. She said, "Even now, when I think about that girl, I can just kind of feel this resentment welling up inside of me." Mm-hmm. Well, that's a typical example of what a trapped emotion will do. So we release that energy, which is very simple, easy to do. It's the method is in the book.
Yeah.
And then a couple of days later, she came back in and she said, "You know, last night I was talking with a friend of mine, that girl's name came up. And for the first time in all these years, I literally felt nothing." So it's a way to deal with past hurts and traumas and things. But it also is an incredibly powerful way to help your body function better and feel better.
Wow. You know, because often, you know, especially as I'm heading into 50, you know, menopause and stuff, a lot of my friends are saying, "Oh, I got the aches and the pains and, you know, got all these things going on." They attribute it to old age. And now I'm wondering, is a lot of it stuff we haven't just dealt with? We're so used to just putting it on the back burner, stuff that we baggage, as you said, that we hold on to. How do we begin to get in touch with what we might be holding on to that we need to release?
Well, you know, it really is one of the most amazing things that I never in my wildest dreams would have imagined. But in working with patients over 35 years now, it's something that I have seen consistently over and over and over again, year after year, decade after decade. And that is that about 90% of the physical pain that we experience is actually due to our emotional baggage. It's so strange, but this body that we live in, these bodies are so incredible and so intelligent, and they want us to know, they want to let us know basically that there's emotional baggage. And the most common way that it manifests is actually through physical pain. So when people feel like, "Oh, it's the aches and pains of getting older," a lot of the time, it's emotional baggage from a divorce or from being bullied as a child or losing a child or having some other difficult thing happen that they went through, and it manifests physically, but it also manifests mentally. Great example of that is a guy that came into me many years ago who had really serious low back pain. On a 0 to 10 scale, he was a 9. And I tested him using the emotion code and found that he had a trapped emotion. The emotion was anger. And testing further found that this had occurred about 20 years before. Now, we get answers from the subconscious mind, which is the internal computer within all of us that actually knows all the information about this kind of thing.
Okay.
20 years before this had occurred. And he immediately said, okay, said, I know exactly what that was. He was wrongly accused of embezzling, basically. And he was so mad about it. That anger that he had was so big, it couldn't really be processed. So that energy became trapped in his body. Now, a trapped emotion is an energy that is about the size of a baseball, to about the size of a softball. Mm. Now, because the human body itself, we think of as being three-dimensional and solid, and it is, but it also is just made of pure energy. Ask any physicist, and they'll tell you, well, yes, if you get right down to the bottom line, to the smallest units of what make us up, it's all subatomic energies and particles. Anyway, so it was a trapped emotion of anger. And when I released that, immediately his pain went from a 9 to a 0 that fast. He couldn't believe it. He kept bending over and walking around and twisting this way and that way and exclaiming. And I was grateful that it worked so well. Well, you see, when you have a trapped emotion, like this guy for 20 years, he had this ball of anger, literally distorting that energy field in his low back. And eventually it started resulting in serious physical pain. When we released that energy, that emotional energy, the pain was gone. But here's the interesting thing, Christina. 2 days later, this guy came back in to see me and he said, you know, my back pain is still gone. But he said, when I came in here, I had another problem I didn't tell you about. He said, for as long as I can remember, I've basically been a rageaholic. And he said, since you released that from me, things that used to set me off don't set me off anymore. I feel just kind of peaceful. How did you do that? And at the time I said, well, I don't really know, but that's what we believe. You see, he was feeling that emotion of anger much more easily than he otherwise would have because part of his body was feeling that energy all the time.
So just to get clear so I can understand, so that ball of anger was sitting there and it helped because it was always there inside of him. Then he always went to rage in his life and other angles and went,
right,
because of that ball sitting there. Once it was released, that energy, now he wasn't feeling that same emotional outburst all the time.
Yeah. And it sounds, you know, it sounds so, for those of us that are so used to Western medicine and drugs and surgery, this just sounds really far out, right?
Loopy.
But but the reality of it is, this is really who we are. You know, scientists since Albert Einstein have said that the future of medicine is going to be energy medicine. It's going to be looking at our bodies for what they really are, which is these very complex energy fields. And the emotion code is just energy medicine that is at its simplest, really. Anyone can learn it. You don't have to have any kind of a degree or anything like that. Anyone can do this. Kids can do it. And it does work. So you just have to try it. The new book, The Body Code, is a way to tap into the subconscious mind to find all the other kinds of imbalances that are going on in the body. If you've got some kind of an infection, you're not going to be healthy. If you've got some kind of a nutritional deficiency, you're not going to be healthy. We can find all kinds of things like that using the body code. And it's a self-study book like the emotion code, where you can actually use it and actually find things on yourself and fix things on yourself. So we're now entering into a whole new era of self-care, really, which it's high time, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, I always have felt since my 20s, going to a doctor and just getting a pill, it's like, that's great, but he's not inside your body. If you could, that's why over recent years, I've liked the idea of functional medicine. We have Western medicine, but you work with me as a team member. Let's peel back the layers and see what's going on. But this seems even a little bit deeper, because normally doctors aren't asking about my emotional state if I come in with any issues. They're just like, physical, tell me symptoms, which are just the body manifesting the outer stuff, but it's not really getting at what's causing the outer stuff. Now, I'm curious, if that guy had a ball of energy and it located in its back, why did it choose to go to that body part? Is there a reason why pain or certain things end up in certain body parts?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. Sometimes emotional energies will lodge in an area where there is maybe some kind of little injury or maybe some kind of a weakness. Sometimes, though, there's a metaphysical reason. For example, if you feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, if you develop a trapped emotion about that, it may very well lodge in your neck or in your shoulders. Relationship, trapped emotions that occur because of relationships, like you go through a breakup and you develop grief and sadness and so on, abandonment, betrayal, those will tend to go to the breasts, in women especially, or the uterus. So, so you never know where these emotions are going to go. They can go anywhere, but, once they're there, you can't see them. And so you need to have a way to find those and get rid of those. But, the emotion code is just a really easy, simple way to do that. And of course the body code, the new book, talks about the emotion code as well and teaches how that works. Yeah. But, along with everything else that can go on in the body. And, that book looks like this. And, basically the way that it works is when I was in practice, I found that there were really six different kinds of imbalances that can cause all of our problems. And I used to be a computer programmer is how I was able to put all this together really. And, so those are the six categories. And then you can use the book. Those are all numbered and referenced. So you can actually use the book itself to find imbalances in those areas and then fix those. And so, for example, let's say that you're deficient in a certain vitamin. Okay. Well, how do you know? Well, you can have tests run and so on, but you know that costs money and et cetera and can be difficult. What if you're deficient in a certain mineral maybe? What if you have a parasite? Or maybe a virus living in your body. Maybe you're wondering why your energy level isn't where it used to be. And maybe it's because, you know, you've got some kind of a toxin. Maybe you were exposed to something that now is really affecting you and slowing down your energy. Maybe you've got a problem in one of your teeth that you don't even know about. And that's putting toxins out into your system. And maybe that's why you're losing energy. But the subconscious mind is the ultimate computer. You know, people are all excited about Chat GPT and so on. And that's great. But this computer within us is better than ChatGPT. It's way more powerful. It knows exactly. It remembers everything you've ever done, every face you've ever seen in a crowd, everything you've ever eaten or tasted or touched or smelled is all in there. And we can ask the subconscious mind questions and get answers about what people really, truly need. And this understanding, I believe, is going to change how we take care of ourselves in the future. It's already happening all over the world. There are lots of medical doctors and other scientists who are really excited about this because it's like a whole new window into something that we've never had access to before.
Yeah. And what I especially love about it is I think we've become so used to deferring to experts. You know, I have this problem. Let's go to this expert. And sometimes, like you're saying about your very body and your very self, who could be the better expert than you? You're living inside of your body. And if you can get in touch with your own body and have it tell you what it needs or what's going on, you can set about starting to reverse any issues instead of looking for an outside source, doctor, scientist, whatever, who are only going to go off of specialized tests that can only hit a pinpoint thing that might miss the thing you're trying to hit. You know, they're running tests and the test will all say, oh, it's perfect. But it's not like they don't, it's not like they have to know what test to run. And I think that you getting in touch with your body can really narrow that down more easily.
Yeah. Well, and I think that, like you're saying, the era of really trusting the experts, I think that era is coming to a close because people have realized, you know, there was a lot of trust put in a lot of experts that got a lot of things wrong over the last few years.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, so ultimately you see the beauty of it is that, I believe every man and woman and child that comes into this world is born with a birthright. And that birthright is to be able to help themselves and heal themselves, but they just need a way to do it. They need to know how to do it. And that's what these two books, The Emotion Code and The Body Code, that's exactly what they do. They give that healing birthright back to everybody. And it's fun stuff and it works.
No, I'm really jazzed myself. I need to get me a copy because I'm always curious about learning. And, you know, I was feeling a lot of aches and pains in the past, but I had started a fitness journey that had gotten rid of a lot of them, but I still would love to go deeper and find out why those came about and how I can continue to stay healthy and live my optimum.
Well, the answers are all right there inside of you. And they've been inside of us all along.
That's awesome.
And you know, the fascinating thing is that what I have learned over all these years is that when you have some kind of a symptom, that's not really the problem. That's just the check engine light.
Yeah.
Just like in your car, that's an indicator that there's something else going on. And so now we have a way to figure out what those underlying things are.
You know, it's interesting because it seems to me that emotions are such a wonderful tool. And I think often we've categorized them in positive and negative. But honestly, a lot of them, whether we call it anger or whatever, anger can not necessarily be a bad emotion. Right. It's just that how it's being used or how we're processing or narrowing it or however you want to say it.
Yeah, exactly right. Mm-hmm. When an emotion comes up for you, that's a message from the deep subconscious. And that emotion that's coming up is based on past experiences. And it's also based on, of course, the present situation, but also on your emotional baggage. Mm-hmm. So like the guy that had the anger problem, right? He had emotional baggage that was specifically anger lodged in his body. So he would fall right into that vibration very easily if something came along where he might tend to feel that emotion of anger. But if you think about it, we all have emotional baggage. And what's interesting is that, you know, we found that we also inherit emotional baggage at the moment of conception from mom or dad. And these energies can go back for generations. And so it may be that that in the here and now, maybe you're having trouble finding your soulmate because you're ninth great grandmother was jilted at the altar. And so that energy has been passing down the line, that trauma. Scientists are finding out that this is absolutely true with animal studies. They don't know how it works, but this is how it works. We've been doing it for many, many years now, finding and removing these kinds of emotional traumas. You know, I've seen people, for example, in the present who had trouble with money. And then we would find, well, that, you know, there was some kind of trapped emotion that was passed down the line to them. And we don't know what happened, but
I need to work on that one.
Right. Maybe 11 generations ago, your grandpa was thrown into the poorhouse, or maybe, you know, I mean, these things happen. And so our present really is manifesting partly as a result of our own emotional experience, but also the experience of those ancestors.
Wow.
And so we can find and release that emotional baggage too with the emotion yoga. It's actually really, really simple. And sometimes we have emotional baggage that we have no conscious knowledge at all of, things that might've happened to us in the womb. Maybe our mom was going through a very difficult time. And so we might be carrying that energy. Yeah. It's really interesting and very exciting too.
It is. It's fascinating. Well, I don't want anyone to leave without finding out how they can get their very own copy of The Emotion Code and The Body Code. How can they do that and find out more about you?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, our main website is at discoverhealing.com. And you can go to Discover Healing. You can pick up the book on Amazon. Of course, The Emotion Code, very high reviews. I think 4.6 or 7 out of 10, out of 5 on both of these books. They're both available on Amazon and Barnes and Noble and wherever books are sold. And of course, they're also both available on Audible if you like to listen to books like me.
Ooh, me too. I like to do both. It gets into my system better when I can read it and hear it. So discoverhealing.com, you said, is the best place?
Yep. Discoverhealing.com.
Awesome. Well, I just have to thank you again, Dr. Nelson. This has been fascinating. I can't wait to delve in and find out some of my past, maybe baggage or things I can make even better. So thank you so much for coming to share with our audience today.
Thank you so much, Christina.
You betcha.
Like, subscribe, and share this episode. To listen to more savvy episodes and savvy biz tips, go to www.lifeunscriptedradio.com. To find out about our paid sponsorship opportunities or how to become a guest, email Christina at lifeunscriptedradio.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, tap to pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.